If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Jackie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP. EB returns tomorrow after his boys' weekend with Vinny and Joe in Florida. So I played some golf. I'm assuming golf and drinking.
I would assume, yeah, those are probably top of the list.
And probably he somehow squeezed in a trip to TJ Maxx or Marshalls.
Probably multiple. That guy loves him some discount shopping. Right? I do too, but he's the leader in the clubhouse.
I would assume.
I still remember.
Are they staying in a hotel? They rent an Airbnb.
No, I think Joe's got a house down in Fort Myers.
Oh, he's got a house.
He came, maybe this is 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, but he came to Puerto Rico like three or four times, a couple times when my family was there. And on one of those trips, I was thinking, he's in Puerto Rico. And all of a sudden he goes, hey, where are the outlets, JP? I was like, what? Everybody else is figuring, you know, if you want to switch it up, go to a different beach, look, maybe a different spot. If you want to know where the outlets were.
If you go to Delaware and you want to hit the outlets, fine.
Yeah.
But like if you're traveling to a different country, I know Puerto Rico, part of the United States, I understand. But you're going to make outlet shopping is going to be
a little strange.
That's going to be part of
it's
your,
a little weird.
That's going to be part of your trip experience.
I mean, that guy's addicted to shopping.
He loves shopping.
He does. Oh, yeah. He's addicted to it.
He's an ultimate consumer.
He loves buying the cheapest golf aids ever on Timu.
So where do you think Americans...
Speaking of golf, the aggregate playoff is starting now down at the Players between Rory and J.J. Spawn. Valdez, I love morning live golf.
Ken Norton's not a fan.
I'm excited.
I love it.
We've been playing those Ken Norton clips literally for 28 years.
Yes, we have.
Awesome. I will say it takes a little of the momentum out that they couldn't do it yesterday because of the rain delay.
Yep.
Because that would have been so sick having them finish it like they did in 2015.
Explain to me, 100%. They used the word aggregate playoff.
They play 16, 17, and 18, and they take the total score.
Yeah.
And they find the winner that way. And then if it's tied after that, I think they go to a sudden death hole over and over again on 17.
Correct.
So I think it's 17.
Yeah, so they play 16, 17, 18.
I know you're going to say he's silly. I had never heard of J.J. Spawn.
I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you one thing about him. Where he's from.
California boy.
He was a walk-on at his college. And then he slowly got better and better and better. Didn't really blossom until
he got his ball
older.
A little too close to one of the tee box markers for my liking. But hey, you do you, J.J. Spawn.
He looks short. Is he shorter?
Yeah, I don't know.
He is a short knocker. Dude.
Jason would disrespect him.
But Rory's short, but Rory just crushes the ball. Ooh, now he's in the rough there off.
Is he the guy? I did read that somebody used some sort of sprinkler advantage.
Yes, that was
him
yesterday.
He's the guy that used the sprinkler advantage?
Yeah, he had it was legal but nefarious drop yesterday.
Right. Interesting. He dropped it from one sprinkler head to the other sprinkler head to then get onto the fairway.
No, he had so
his ball was already near the sprinkler head.
Yeah, so you're standing on the sprinkler head, so then you get relief. based off your footing.
And he dropped the second one in the sprinkler.
In the sprinkler head so he could get more relief into a better.
Right. So yes. Okay. I was close, and then he got into the fairway.
He purposely dropped it one time in the second sprinkler, correct?
Right.
That was exactly what
he did. He's nubs. Rory should wipe the floor with him. I mean, his best finish in a major is T23 at the Masters.
That's fine.
That's good. Don't get me wrong.
He's still a baller.
He's a very good player. But you know who's much better? Rory McIlroy.
Well,
should
of course,
take care
based
of
on his numbers. But
he's about
like
to win another major.
The fifth major. Sorry, John Feinstein.
I mean,
we apologize.
J.J. Spahn beat Scottie Scheffler, the best player in the world, by 7 strokes.
I didn't know that.
Well, obviously you didn't.
I was unaware.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it kind of depends on how you play for that particular weekend. And he's been awesome this weekend. So I'm kind of rooting for Spahn.
So they do 16, kind of then they JJ. Go to then they go to the Island Green.
17, yes. 17, and then 18.
A slice. The last time I played the renditions, I actually kept it on the island.
You nailed it.
I mean, I'm probably like 1 for 5.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I'm sorry I busted your
No, it's all right. Cakes was bringing up Puerto Rico, and it's not a country, but there's a list of the countries. A lot of people, this happens after every election.
Right.
A lot of people say, if this guy wins, I'm out. Yeah, I'm moving out of here.
A lot of those threats.
Like Ellen did, and who's the other?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. You know, they just said, we're out. I'm going to Ireland.
Right, or Canada.
So can't deal with Trump. Canada.
There's a list that came out of the best countries for expats to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not exactly sure how they came up with this. I kind of like the number one.
The number one seed.
I've been there, and you've been there, Cakes.
Costa Rica is kind of silly. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Is the motto Pura Vida? Pura Vida?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
I can't remember what that means. Pure life?
Yeah, I think you're
I think so.
You know Spanish. Yeah,
I know, but
you're Spanish speaking. I've
the
never
only thing
been to
I
Costa.
Didn't like about Costa
I've never
Rica,
been to Costa.
And I talked about this before. They have a weird fascination with, in their gift shops, in the tourist stops, a lot of the trinkets and tchotchkes are male genitalia based.
Oh, really?
It just throws
that's
you.
That's very weird.
I didn't notice that.
I'm telling you, it's weird.
I knew the literal.
I'm out on Costa Rica.
By the way, I knew the literal translation was pure life, but I just didn't know the derivation. And really, what it says is it's their way of life, a cultural philosophy, which is everything is great. Mm-hmm. This wouldn't work on our radio show. Yeah. Life is good. Nothing is worth getting stressed out over.
Mm, okay. All right. I can see that.
That wouldn't work on this show.
It's a good spot, though. Fun vacation destination.
Number two. I've been there. I don't know if Cakes has been there. I don't know.
Probably
Jason's
not.
Been
odds
there.
Are I haven't
Jason's been there. We've intersected.
Okay. Spain?
I know you haven't been in many countries.
Hold
Spain.
On.
You might have to go back to when you're much younger. I've never been to Spain. I've been to Spain when I was young.
Hold on. We were in this same country at the same time?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, you said we intersected. So.
Well, just I've
we
been
both
there,
have been there. In Bahamas?
Mexico.
Ah.
Oh, no. I was not in a good spot of Mexico.
You're in Tijuana.
That's
barely Mexico.
That's not
let's
even.
Be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
I've
that's
been
not.
To Cozumel.
Okay, I'm sure that's much nicer. Yep. I've never been to any of the resort cities / towns in Mexico. I've been to a very bad part of it, so I would not have that on my list.
I'm pretty confident. The next 8 on the list,
none
at
of
least 7
to?
Of them you will never go to in your life.
I'll give you, just give them to me rapid fire, and I'll tell you whether I would or wouldn't.
Philippines.
No.
Probably not too
Indonesia.
Far.
No.
No.
Brazil.
No.
No. Too much crime.
Thailand.
No. I could watch White Lotus and get to go to Thailand.
Panama.
Panama's close to Costa Rica, so if it's Costa Rica adjacent, I'm going to give that a ding. I would consider
surprising.
I would consider Panama.
Colombia?
Nope.
No.
Kenya?
Too many drug lords.
Kenya? Probably not.
No.
Greece,
potentially, yes.
I said two.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Two.
World traveler.
Two. You surprised
open
me.
To, open
you
to a
surprised
lot
me on Panama.
I'm willing to broaden my
horizons. I was
going to
give you Greece.
How many would you have gone to?
I'd go to a bunch. I'd go to Brazil. Mm. I'd go to Kenya. I'd go to Greece.
I think Drabby would go to all of them.
At least three. I don't really know anything about Panama. I've never heard anybody who's gone. I know the canal.
That's all I know. And the song by Van Halen. Those are my two touch points for Panama.
I'd probably go to all those. The one I
you'd go to Kenya?
My cousin was a missionary in Kenya.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I don't have a hold up on plane flights.
Fine. You're fine on planes.
The only one I don't have a big file on is Indonesia. I think it's one of the world's most populated countries.
I mean, I'm going to look up their population right now.
I bet it is.
But I don't have a big file.
My buddy Frank, who travels all the time, you know Frank, I hit him up like last week or he hit me up. Like, what are you up to? Mm. He's like, oh, I'm about to go to Vietnam and Thailand. I told him, I was like, you live a different life than me.
You know what? He's single, right?
Yeah.
You know what that smacks to me of? Sex trip.
It's possible.
Vietnam and Thailand? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Sex trip is what that is. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Said he was going with a group of buddies.
I mean, are they bringing golf clubs? If not, sex trip. Abroad.
I don't know any resort courses in Vietnam.
I mean, sorry, Frank. I'm not trying to sully your reputation, my friend, but that's just kind of what jumps to mind.
I believe those guys are called sexpats.
Sexpats? That's a great name. By the way, golf clap to Drabby. Indonesia, population, let's see, 2024, fourth.
Yeah. It's got a billion islands.
What are your top three? India,
China, U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be right? Am I looking at a banged up
list? By the way, the U.S.
No, that's probably right.
The U.S. on this list, I know that you can't be an expat.
Mexico
to the U.S.
doesn't have more people than Indonesia?
Apparently not.
But this list, by the way, isn't just for Americans to go elsewhere. This was a list that included the United States of America.
Okay.
So it's surveying people from all around the world. Where would they most likely want to go? The U.S. was in the middle of the pack. Which country do you think was dead last?
Dead last of where an American would want to move to? I mean...
No idea.
The last place title. Afghanistan.
Iraq.
Kuwait.
Kuwait is below Afghanistan?
They say it's said to be difficult to make friends with the locals, and only about a quarter of expats feel welcome in Kuwait. Norway, second to last.
Why is Norway so low?
Ukraine is
an expat.
They might just treat you poorly.
Oh, an expat said, no matter how advanced my Norwegian language skills are, I still can't seem to make Norwegian friends. They don't want to party you.
Yeah, they just, you know what? They don't want to hang out with outsiders. They consider you an interloper when you go and you try to live in Oslo and fit in.
So 17% of Americans say they'd like to move outside the U.S. in the next 5 years. Have you ever considered it? Like, if you think about retirement.
Yeah.
I know Jason's thought about retirement.
Mm-hmm. Negative. I'm not going to move outside of the country. No.
Cakes?
Not really considered it.
Is outside the country outside of old me?
When I was in Costa Rica and I was up on this... I guess close to a mountaintop in what looked to be a drug dealer's like house with a pool that was bigger than an Olympic sized pool. And I'm looking out into the Pacific Ocean. I think it was the Pacific. It was either the Pacific or the Atlantic because Costa Rica.
It's definitely not the Indian. Sure.
It borders both. Yeah. Not sure which. And I was like, this is an amazing setup. This is like, I could live like a baller here, like a baller. But then again, like you're in Costa Rica, like you're a 5-hour flight away from anybody that you know in the United States.
Yeah, there's no like DoorDash.
I mean, if they had DoorDash, the guy would literally have to get on a moped or a BMX bike and go up a hill like this, Valdez, straight up. I mean, it's no joke.
Now, I don't watch those shows, but there are shows, right? Like, isn't it Beachfront Bargain Hunters or something like that?
These people that move to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever,
right. Yeah, of course, yeah. They have a nubs budget.
They moved like Aruba.
Yeah, and they're trying to find beachfront property for $200K.
Right. They moved like one happy island,
and then they can live like a king.
Yeah.
The only problem is, and I think because I would move to a different country tomorrow, right? If I had the resources and a job waiting for me,
right?
There's just things you would miss.
Of course.
Oh, I know.
It's not family. They can come visit you,
right? What do you miss?
I would miss Chipotle. I'd miss
7-Eleven.
Half of the NFL games every Sunday. You can't those things are important. That's part of who you are. You miss Sunday Night Football every week because you're sleeping.
Well, you could get that
you get a satellite or something.
No, Rick, the time zones.
Yeah, the time changes. That's true.
You can't watch.
But it kind of depends. Like Costa Rica, you'd be able to pull it.
Yeah, you're not that far off time zone.
Say he's in Greece or Kenya.
Yeah, I'm in Greece or Spain.
Yeah, you're hanging out in Kenya.
Or
you're
in Australia.
Nairobi. Yeah, yeah. The times are all screwed up. You just middle of the night. How can I watch?
You can't do it.
It's a very good
point. How can I watch Wizards Hornets when it's 3 a.m. in Malaga?
Yeah. It would be tough.
Yeah,
you just have to rearrange your schedule.
Man, I can't,
what's a priority for you?
I can't believe Indonesia has 283 million people.
It's crazy.
And Mexico has only 130 million.
Bangladesh, I
never would have guessed that.
Bangladesh has 173 million people. That's a lot.
That's
the eighth most populous country in the world.
You know where you need to go? This is where you need to go. All right,
I'll tell you if I'd go.
All right, because
you're finding your spot. Jason's finding his spot.
It only has
the smallest amount of people.
It only has 13,000 people.
Okay.
The Cook Islands. That's where you need to go.
The James Cook Islands?
The James Cook Islands.
Silly. He's a good running back for the Bills. The Cook Islands, I wouldn't even know where to start looking for them.
Nope. No idea.
What are they near?
No idea. They're near some water.
They're near Ray Davis Islands. Nobody gets that
joke.
But
there's only 13,000 people there.
It's the backup running back to James Cook in Buffalo. Zach Kruger may have laughed. That's about it. That's all we got. Probably not going to move to any of these spots that you mentioned, JP. But if I had to, Costa Rica, because I've been there, would be the leader in the clubhouse.
A lot of people move to, now this is not a different country, as you said before, a lot of people do move to Puerto Rico for tax purposes.
Very good.
Ask the Paul brothers. Moving next to the Paul brothers.
Yeah,
exactly. Or at least one of them.
Because I'm sure I'm in the same tax bracket as the Paul brothers.
Hey, people do it.
I'm in the same tax bracket as John Paul Flame, not the Paul brothers from YouTube fame. A little bit different.
I would maybe move to the Bahamas, but only because I've been there 20 times and it's a 2.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
If I have to go.
Who cares about the flight if you're living there?
Yeah. You got to get there.
You got to get there.
So the one
time. And then you probably are coming back here to see family sometimes.
Nah, they come to see you.
Yeah,
when you live in a silly place like that, they always come to see you.
You spring for plane tickets for them to visit you.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm sure that sounds like something you would do.
Coming up next, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament. Mark Packer from the ACC Network joins us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Junkies. Golf nerds here, and during the break, we're watching the famous Island Green, the Players' Championship, and Rory McIlroy put it onto the green.
Yeah.
J.J. Spawn.
What did I tell you about J.J. Spawn before the break?
What'd you say?
I said he's nubs, and that Rory's going to wipe the floor with him. And, of course, Spawn pumps the ball into the water. It didn't even hit the green. He flew the green entirely, ball in the drink.
Yeah, playoff is
he
over.
He stinks. He deserves to lose.
He stinks. Stinks. Guy's going to make $2 million this week.
I mean, comparatively, he stinks.
All right, let's talk some college hoops. Our pal Mark Packer from the ACC Network joins us.
Hello, Mr. Packer.
Good morning, and yes, J.J. Spawn stinks. There's no doubt about it.
Are you a golfer?
I played golf at Clemson, and the funny thing is, when my daughter was born, and she's having a birthday coming up this Friday, I gave up the game entirely. So I've not hit a bad shot in 28 years.
Oh, wow.
And
look
feel
at
good
you.
About it.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. You've never even played in a tournament like when turkey? Buddies ask you or a charity golf tournament? Not even that?
Zero. Gave it up cold turkey. And I know where my clubs are. And in fact, I still have my golf shoes and the balls on. They're still sitting in the basement. But I've not touched them in 28 years.
That's crazy because you were a good golfer.
Turkey. There was a time where I actually knew where it was going. But, you know, I'm like, you know, as much time and effort you got to put into it to know where it's going, I just can't go out there and drink 12 beers and say, hey, I shot 173 today and feel like J.J. Spawn. That doesn't really do anything for me.
So you played in the ACC and you completely gave it up. Cold turkey. I don't know how you did that, man.
Easy. It was, you know, after about 2 weeks, you're kind of like, hey, I don't need this aggravation.
So, Mark, if you picked up the clubs today and played at just a medium difficulty course, what would you shoot?
I couldn't get it airborne.
Really? That bad?
You know, I think that after four or five holes, I could bunt it down there, but the problem is the game of golf is all from 80 yards in. I mean, if you learn how to score, anybody's listening right now who can really play, you understand the short game, and with a wedge in your hand, you got to be really good. That's where you score. And you know, I used to know where it was going. I would have no interest in going out there and bunting it down there 225 yards going, hey, I got no shot here. I don't know what I'm doing. So I would much rather sit at home with my dog, bourbon, one ice cube, and laugh at bracketologists that are still complaining about North Carolina getting into the tournament.
You'd rather go into your basement and your studio and hang out with your dog. Does your dog sit there right next to you?
He does, he has terrible gas. So normally when I have a guest, they look at me like if there's something wrong, and I pretend I don't smell it. And they look at me like, good God, Pack, what's up with the house? And I finally say, it's Brother Fuller down there who just had lasagna last night. That's the problem.
You've dealt with it forever.
So you brought up North Carolina. One of the guys here was all fired up about it and is upset. Doesn't sound like you're that upset about it, and maybe even you think that they deserve to be in.
Well, listen, I cover the ACC, so I want all the teams to get in. I thought, listen, to be completely honest with you, if you asked me this question 24 hours ago, you had three locks in North Carolina, probably on the outside looking in. But as we found out last week, the bubble was ridiculously soft, right? And you had a bunch of teams with opportunities in their conference tournament that were one and done. You didn't really have any bid stealers for the most part in some of the smaller tournaments. So it gave North Carolina an outside shot. But, again, if you put a gun to my head before 6 o'clock yesterday, I would have probably said, hey, if my life depended on it, I don't think they're going to get in. But when all of a sudden 10 seconds into the show and you see Carolina's playing San Diego State and the 11 seed in Dayton, you're like, man, they're in? I mean, if you're Jim Phillips and Hubert Davis and Bubba Cunningham, you're dancing like a rock star. So the league got four in, which I think is an indicator of how down the ACC was. I was surprised they got in, but you know what? The one thing we know about those first four games, we've seen at least, 12 of the last 13 years, one of those teams in the first four has advanced to the second round. So North Carolina, when they have their A game, could they beat San Diego State and beat Ole Miss? It wouldn't shock me. Would it surprise me if they got beat in a tight game Tuesday night? That wouldn't surprise me either. I don't think there's a whole lot of oomph when it comes to Ohio State and West Virginia and Indiana and Carolina and Boise State. You know, that's why they're talking about expanding this thing to 76 teams. It's like, hey, once we get to 76, they'll say, hey, let's get 92 in here or whatever the number is going to be next. So, you know, it's college hoops. Put your feet up tomorrow night and enjoy it. And people will bitch and moan about it, about who's in and who's out for the next day. But once the tournament starts, we'll forget about all this stuff.
When you look at the, like the analytics and the rankings, the computer rankings, that in the net rankings, the only team that did not get in ahead of North Carolina was VCU. When you look at the KenPom, and I don't know how he's got them this high. He's got North Carolina 33. He's got West Virginia at 53. So 20 spots higher than West Virginia. And again, VCU is ahead of him at 30. So the VCU, would, I think, has more of you know, the overall numbers, and of course they won their conference tournament. But man, North Carolina at 33 in the KenPom with one win in the Quad One, 12 losses in Quad One. It's just kind of surprising to me.
I'll tell you what's more surprising to me is that Louisville is an eight. That one to me makes zero sense. I mean, like I said, we could argue all day about, you know, the West Virginias, Indianas, Ohio States, Carolinas, Boise. I mean, again, and it is what it is. I put them in and let's roll down the road. But there's no way you can convince me that Louisville is an 8 seed. If Carolina's an 11, there's no way Louisville is an 8. And that's, again, I'm a Clemson alum. If Clemson's a 5, there's no way Louisville is an 8. And so, you know, like I said, we have all these arguments. You got like a 24-hour period to go crazy on the committee and make fun of, you know, Palm or Lunardi or Rothstein with all their analytics and all that stuff. But like I said, once this tournament gets started on Tuesday night, man, you know there's going to be great storylines. So it's the beautiful thing about the tournament, and this year is going to be a blast. Man, I can't wait to see how this thing plays out.
Are your thoughts on Duke? Flagg gets injured, obviously, in a conference tournament. Looked pretty bad. Doesn't play the rest of the way. Doesn't have to play in the first round against a 16, but they, Shire says he's probably going to. But your thoughts on Duke, especially if Flagg is going to be 100%?
Well, if Flagg is good to go, and he didn't seem to have any problems walking up that ladder, cutting down the net, did he? You know, for a guy with an ankle issue, the last thing I do is have a 6'10" dude walking up a ladder trying to cut down the nets. I think he's going to be great. He's such a competitor. He wants to play. You know, I think Duke's going to be a tough out. Malik Brown being out, that's a piece, defensive piece, for them that they really love to have. But they are such a great defensive team. I think they showed that against Louisville. No Flagg, no Malik Brown. And what they did to Louisville in the second half was really impressive defensively. They deserve to be a one seed. I think they're going to get to the Final Four. Whoever beats them will have to earn it because they're well-coached and they just have a toughness about them, and they're long and they're athletic. If you get a chance to see them in person, you don't realize how big they are.
Right.
And, again, they're defensive. I mean, everybody talks about what they do offensively, but what's impressed me the most about Duke is what they do defensively. They're a one seed. They should be, and I think they're going to make it to San Antonio.
Joined by Mark Packer, ACC Network host on the Rude Guest Hotline. So we're, of course, pumped for the way the Terps' season has played out, 25-8. Now, four of those eight losses were in excruciating fashion. We saw another one of those this past weekend as Michigan went the length of the floor with 5.4 seconds left, score the winning layup with, I believe, 0.4 seconds left on the clock. Of course, the almost three-quarter court shot in College Park in the loss to Michigan State. Thought that game was heading to overtime at worst. Talk about this Terps team, the fact that if they're going to get it done, they're getting it done with that starting Crab Five. Not a lot of depth and scoring off the bench. How do you like the Terps' chances in the West?
Well, I love their team. They're like you said, they're starting five. Derek Queen's been fantastic. Julian Reese is a dude. I just like the way they play together, right? I mean, there's a toughness about this team. I do wish they had at least two or three guys that could give them even more quality minutes coming off the bench, because I do think seven or eight has got to be the right number of guys from a roster perspective. But the only issue I've got with Maryland is, it's everything falls into chalk, and of course, you know how this tournament seldom is chalk. Florida's a problem. Florida may be playing better than everybody in the country. So where they are in the bracket, I don't love, but I do love this team. And I know the Big Ten has had a tough stretch. In fact, it's going to be one of the things I'm going to talk about today on the show. It's been 144 bids since the Big Ten's won the national championship. 144. You got eight teams getting in this go-around. I think Maryland's good enough to get to the point in which they see Florida, and I just think Florida's better. Right now, the way they're playing, they're better than everybody in the region. And so if Maryland was somewhere else, I would feel better about it. But I do like their team, and I love the way they compete. I really do.
Just sticking in that West region, you got heavy hitter coaches, Bill Self, yeah. Calipari, Pitino. Could Pitino make a run at Florida?
Yeah, sure. Why not? The way they play. I mean, yeah, again, for folks who've not seen, even though isn't it interesting, though, that like Spike Lee is now a St. John's guy. Like Spike Lee out of nowhere has found like a St. John's jacket and decided to show up and like he's Mr. New York now. Just gonna love all that. But listen, Pitino, when you start going through career, check the box. I mean, when you go through what he's accomplished, you pick a school. You're talking about one of the three or four best coaches, I think, of all time. And I just love the way they get after people. I mean, again, I know we're living in an offensive world, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, you pick one. But I love teams that play great D. And I just love their intensity on the defensive end. They come after you. But, yeah, you're right. You start talking about Hall of Fame coaches and the fact that Calipari and Pitino could see each other early. There's no doubt they do not like each other. You can go back all the lineage you want. The potential of that for Bill Self, this has been kind of a down year for them, but it's still Kansas. I don't care what anybody says. But, yeah, you talk about a Hall of Fame coaches, all-star vibes, all that stuff. You can definitely find it in the region. But, yeah, St. John's is certainly good enough to get to San Antonio. And, again, Pitino, just a brilliant, brilliant coach.
Yeah, if St. John's is going to play Arkansas, I mean, that's must-watch based on who's leading their teams. All right, teams to kind of look out for in the first round who are double digits. Drake's playing Missouri. Drake has Ben McCollum, their coach. He was a D2 wizard, won some D2 national championships. He brings some guys over. They're just really good. They slow it down, but they got an old team. Give me a couple of other double digits that you kind of like. Vandy's playing St. Mary's. We talked about VCU, the way they play defense, playing BYU. What are you thinking on the double digits seed side?
Well, you read my mind on a couple of the answers already. I love Drake. They're a problem. Everybody's jumped on High Point. I live down here in North Carolina, and everybody, I've seen more people pick High Point over Purdue. And I don't know if it's as much as a pro-High Point position as opposed to Purdue, even though I know they made it last year. And Purdue's had some moments where they've just absolutely rolled over and played dead, like J.J. Spahn making that, as a 17 today. But nevertheless, I like all those teams that you just mentioned. In fact, if I was going to look for a double digit, pay attention to, I'd give you that. And I'll also tell you that double digit seeds have made the Sweet 16 in each of the last 16 tournaments. So when you start filling out these brackets, don't go chalk, chalk, chalk like it's a piece of cake. But I think the three that you mentioned were ones that I would absolutely pick off the top of my head. The other thing, too, to me, is the fact that, you got the whole SEC thing, and they've had a phenomenal, I mean phenomenal regular season. But the SEC has not had a top three seed make it to the Final Four in 10 years. Wow. So when you start talking about, hey, Auburn, we know what Bruce Pearl's team is. I know they've lost three or four. They're the number one overall seed. Florida, in my opinion, is playing better than anybody in the country. Rick Barnes in Tennessee, tough, physical, well-coached. Bama, up and down the floor. Nate Oates, of course, Final Four last year. Kentucky doing their thing. You got five SEC teams as top three seeds. you know, for the SEC, to me, that's the league that's got all the pressure on. I just mentioned the Big Ten has gone 144 bids since winning a national title. The SEC's gone 62. And here they got 14 of the 68 teams are from their league, which is just an absolutely incredible number, and they've earned it. That league's been fantastic. But there have been times where that league has just rolled over and played dead in the tournament. I'm going to be curious to see how their dominance of the regular season, does that translate over to the next 3 weeks? Are we going to see Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, Bama, Kentucky just roll and just say, man, this is going to be the SEC Invitational? Or are we going to have hiccups? Again, to me, all the pressure in the world is on the SEC for the next 3 weeks.
It is crazy that two teams out of a 16-team league didn't get into the tournament.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's almost if you just said that to anybody before the season, hey, the goal is to make sure that everybody's in but two, you'd go, well, that's impossible.
Right.
I mean, what are you talking about? But again, you got a team like Texas who went, 6-12?
Yep.
6-12. And they're playing Xavier in that 11-11 game. And like I said, those first four, I mean, would it shock you to see Texas or Xavier or Carolina or San Diego State go on a run and win a couple games? In this world of college hoops, I don't think that'd surprise anybody.
Well, Mark, you're the best. Great stuff. Always love talking to you.
Gentlemen, you guys are the best. And anytime I could be of help, it's a phone call away.
Thank you, Mark.
Enjoy the day. Enjoy the tournament.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Right, Mark Packer from the ACC Network. Let me tell you about Purple Heart Foundation. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt. And veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
.org. Got a lot of things to get to here in this final segment. First of all, I did put up a poll of the day brought to you by our friends at Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Love Surfside. Our buddy Bobby sent me a message that they were running some sort of pool with Surfside, and the prize was like a Surfside Letterman jacket.
Okay.
I said, EB's going to start begging for that. Like, as soon as he sees that, he's going to start begging for that. But Cake said that you would vote a no on the poll. You can vote at Junks Radio. The poll is, are you upset that UNC got in the NCAA tournament? Of course, Valdez would be a yes. Cake's would be a no. Right now, it's kind of split 52-48.
No.
Yes.
No.
People upset that the Tar Heels are in.
No. Doesn't really faze me one way or the other, whether the Tar Heels got it or not.
People that are upset that Carolina got it, they're not as upset as J.J. Spawn hitting the ball in the water.
Yeah. Well, then he hit one on the last hole when he was in the woods.
Well, he's punted. I mean, he knows he's losing this. I mean, what is he going to do?
He's going to get a fat paycheck, but he was not happy.
Hey, coming up in 3 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to Nat's opening day.
Very good.
I do have an update. You have an update, but I have an update. The booger pile is no more. I was unaware of this at the urinal in the bathroom, but I think Cakes called attention to it.
I did, yes, because I was grossed out by it.
And I asked him, I was like, well, if it's bothering you so much, why didn't you clean it? He wouldn't. I just took some paper towels.
I put some soap in it. Somebody or a group of people have been going to the bathroom at the leftmost urinal, and they're multitasking. They're going to the bathroom and picking their nose at the same time.
And then where are they wiping it?
On the wall.
Ooh.
Right in front of the urinal.
I promise you that's not me.
I know it's not you because you're generally a stall guy.
Plus, you'd be taller. Yours would probably be higher
up. Yeah, that's true. You are off the list of suspects.
Yeah.
It's definitely not you.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're picking your nose and you did this, you're probably not punching down.
Yeah.
No, what I do is I go.
Yeah, you do the farmer snots.
I blow my nose out without the toilet paper.
Understood.
With my knuckle.
But at least you're not blowing it onto the wall.
Probably sometimes goes on the seat.
Oh man, gross. You're just another offender.
I am.
You know what? That place is just gross. I need to stay away.
Can we chase 895?
We can do that. It is time for chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 887th goal to move 8 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record of 894, and the Caps defeated the Sharks 5-1 on Saturday in San Jose. Ovi deflected Martin Fejervaari's shot from above the left faceoff circle past the glove of San Jose goalie Georgi Romanov at 10:54 of the third period for the 5-1 lead for the Caps.
And Ovechkin getting a shot blocked. Now the shot, he scores! And Fejervaari puts it in from the outside. I think it was tipped by Alex Ovechkin. Redirected. Ovechkin gets goal 887 on a tip of a Fejervaari shot, and that's what they came to see.
John Walton, of course, with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
So if I want to see history, Cakes, yes. I need a 4 or 5 goal game tomorrow.
Yes.
And then a Hattie on Thursday.
Yeah. You need 5 goals against Detroit and then a hat trick on Thursday with the Flyers in town. I'm going to guess that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, Ovi's got 9 games in between now and when I'm going to Long Island. So that, I mean, I'm right in the crosshairs.
Are you 100% you are?
Potentially breaking the record. Now, of course, everybody wants him to do it at home,
yes,
at Capital One Arena. But if it's not going to happen at home, why not be at the game that I'm attending Sunday, April 6th?
That would be nice.
I mean, it's right there in the mix. It could either be the Friday, April 4th game, where we are hosting the Altcast on Monumental 2. That's when they're home to the Blackhawks. Then Sunday, they're at New York. And then Another potential spot, home Thursday against Carolina.
Hey, if you want to attend the Nats opening day game, though, you can call in now. If you're caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with two tickets to the Nationals opening day, which is Thursday, March 27th against Philly. First 20,000 fans in attendance get an opening day t-shirt. For the complete national schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com.
Grant and Danny still broadcasting from West Palm today?
Yeah.
Right in the belly of the beast for Nats spring training. We talked to Grant Paulson earlier on the show. He gave some good intel and skinny.
Will they be wearing green? Cakes, you get props. You win the prize for the best green
thank
of the day. You have your Capitals hoodie.
I mean, I might need to update
mine's
this.
Green. It's just like, kind of like a soft green.
That's
I don't know.
Barely green.
Did it's you, green.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you hear,
what do you call it?
Did you hear Major League Baseball?
Maybe mint green.
Major League Baseball botched the hats for all of the St. Patty's Day games today?
I did not hear that.
Well, they're green hats, but they've got a four-leaf clover on their on the hats instead of the shamrock, which is a three-leaf. It's three leaves.
Okay.
You're wearing it.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right. But they on their hats, they put a four-leaf clover on the hats.
But a four-leaf clover is lucky.
Lucky, yeah. Isn't that better?
But that's not what St. Patrick's Day uses. They use the shamrock. They use the three.
Okay.
So, Major League Baseball and all of the hats, all the team hats have the four-leaf instead of the
St. Patrick's Day is known for debauchery and drinking.
Yes, that's correct.
I think down the list on what is St. Patrick's Day known for is bagpipes.
It is?
I don't know. I think so.
I think a lot of places will hire people to come in and play the bagpipes.
Right.
I think
Brent heard of what
Brent
I said.
Brent does
right?
it at Sup Dogs.
Right. I mean, Cakes is looking at me like an alien.
I just thought bagpipes are more of a Scottish thing and not an Irish thing. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
You might be right, but
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I've associated bagpipes with St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
How long do you think it would take for you to figure out how to play
to learn
bagpipes?
How to play the bagpipes?
I've heard it's one of the hardest instruments ever.
It looks like a very difficult instrument. It would probably take 20 years.
Will people still be playing the bagpipes in 100 years?
Yes. It's tradition.
Who's going to be taking it up?
I
got to believe less and less people.
You know who's going to be taking it up? People in Scotland. Okay, not people in the United States. When's the last time you saw a guy walking around bagpipes?
I don't know, but I was the St. Patty's Day parade announcer one time.
Did you already give away the prize?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot. I've already forgotten. Good memory.
And I saw bagpipes, Cakes, at the parade.
All right, they're
Irish. All right, we're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.